Friend, have you lost your life? That's an interesting question, is it not? What if I told you that you should lose your life? But let me explain. Coming up on the International Gospel Hour, you've got to stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings, everyone. Great having you with us for our study today from the International Gospel Hour, and an appreciation to our Jay Webb for his kind words, and you'll hear from Jay throughout our broadcast. Let me get right to it. After I ask the question to begin, have you lost your life? Well, friends, you should lose your life. Now the explanation. From the words of Jesus, every gospel account, Matthew 16:25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Mark 8:35, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Luke 9:24, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. And John 12:25, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Now, friends, when you look at those four texts and you consider the following equation that I came across, the first one, seek to save your life, that equals out to losing your life. But if you lose your life in Christ, you will save it. That equals to saving or finding your life. The late Brother C.W. Bradley, I was blessed to know, and Brother Bradley had the very unique honor of conducting the funeral for the late Elvis Presley. Brother Bradley had some comments from the Spiritual Sword Lectureship book, The Gospel of Mark, pages 240 and 241. Listen to the introduction of his work and his writings. Nietzsche, the German philosopher whose writings helped produce Adolf Hitler, expressed the heart of his ideas with two words, assert thyself. Socrates, the learned Athenian philosopher, was thinking on a higher level when to his fellow men he gave an admonition expressed in two words, know thyself. Marcus Aurelius, a philosopher and emperor of Rome in the midst of a licentious and gluttonous generation, was thinking on still a higher plane when he both taught and lived the principle which he also expressed with two words, control thyself. But it was Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God and the Savior of men, who announced to the world the loftiest principle of all, and these two are expressed with two words, deny thyself and lose thyself. If God's word states a truth one time, it is important and all should receive it. But the fact that these great principles of our Lord are repeated at least a half dozen times surely emphasizes their exceeding importance. You know, friends, some time back I was doing a series of lessons simply titled Life. And from those studies, a fulfilled life is only supplied by Jesus Christ. An abundant life is only granted by Christ. And the goal of life eternal is only through Christ. With that being said, friend, have you lost your life? Are you putting the desires and cares of this life second and losing your life for Christ first? Let's talk about this today, but first I'm going to pause and defer to our Jay Webb with a few words about the International Gospel Hour.
The International Gospel Hour app is available for your iPhone or Android. A free download awaits you at the App Store for iPhones and Google Play for your Android. Just search International Gospel Hour and download our app free. Our app allows access to our study resources all in the palm of your hand. Please download the International Gospel Hour app today.
Friends, let's think about when one loses his life. Well, first, when one loses his life, it means Christ has one's life. You know, I think about the hymn with the stanza. Actually, it's in the chorus that says, "Yet 'tis not I, Christ liveth in me." In Matthew 16, 24 through 26, and we mentioned verse 25 moments ago, Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Jesus is talking about losing your life. He's talking about how to find true life, true living in God. So certainly, if one doesn't get this right, nothing else is going to be right in one's Christian life either. Our verses considered are clearly talking about the most important thing imaginable. That is life in Christ. And it tells us how to either lose it or how to find it. Lose, here in the context, means to destroy or kill. In other words, whoever will destroy his life for my sake will find it. How do we destroy or kill our lives? Well, the teaching is evident through the Scripture. What about Paul in Galatians 2:20? Did he not say his life was destroyed or killed when he said, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Paul said, "I have put myself to death, but I'm living for Christ." In Colossians 3 and verse 3, "For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Philippians 1:21, Paul says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain," meaning the physical death. Friends, destroy or killing yourself, if you will. Listen to Romans 6:4-6. "Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Paul, please continue. "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with or destroyed, that we should no longer be slaves or servants of sin." Friends, is Paul not teaching there from Romans chapter 6 that when we are baptized, we put the old man of sin to death? That's how we are able to destroy him? I would say yes. When one loses his life, Christ has it. Jesus has the abundant life that is waiting. John 10 and verse 10, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Friends, let's be reminded, we cannot serve self and serve Christ at the same time. Jesus said to rather seek first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33. That means to live for the eternal. It means then rather than try to salvage something out of this life for myself and thus save my life, I'll surrender my life to God, and the result, I will find real life, real living, and I'll find Christ himself. In Romans 6:16, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Friends, that's what is the beauty of losing our life. When we are taught to hear the Word of God, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. Jesus pled in Matthew 15, verse 10, to hear and understand. We need to listen and to know. The Philippian jailer in Acts 16 was taught to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but they continue with other words that he heard. He needed to understand what he was to believe. When we believe in Jesus Christ, and we believe because he commanded us to believe in him, John 8:24, we will believe in his teaching of repentance and obey it in Luke 13:3 and 5, his teaching of confession in Matthew 10:32, and as mentioned moments ago, we will be baptized into Christ. It's the only way to put the old man of sin to death, friends. That's all we can do. When we're baptized into Christ, we're raised to walk in newness of life, and to God be the glory. Gelden Hayes once said, he who lays his life upon the altar in the service of Christ, who strives for his honor and for the extension of his kingdom, while keeping self in the background, will spontaneously find true joy in life here and hereafter. I'm going to defer to our J. Webb. He's got a few words about our special Bible study course available by mail that maybe this will help you in your follow-up study.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try. And it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
Friends, I've got to run. Thanks for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.